Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness. Today is day 35 of the letters of John. Our title is He is Greater. N.T. Wright once said, "It's not great faith you need. It's faith in a great God." R.C. Sproul said, "When God says something, the argument is over." Our text today is 1 John 4, 4-6. "Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this, we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." After John told believers to test the spirits, he reminded them of the power of Christ who lived in them. These words from John provide great encouragement, but are difficult to explain. For today's devotion, we will depend on some well-versed theologians to gain a better understanding and application of today's scripture. The Life Application Bible Commentary adds this profound insight. "Some Christians want to do this spiritual battle as individuals. They take 'he who is in you' as 'he who is in me.' But the pronoun is plural, thus referring to the community of believers. Believers do have personal assurance of the Holy Spirit's presence within, but they must not attempt to do battle against Satan alone. They need others for prayer, resources, advice, guidance, protection, healing, and more." John Stott's commentary explains how 1 John 4, 5-6 connects to the previous four verses of 1 John 4. These two verses are complementary. In them, John contrasts in striking fashion not only the false prophets and the true apostles, they and we, but the different audiences who listen to them, namely the world and whoever knows God. The world recognizes its own people and listens to their message, which originates in its own circle and reflects its own perspectives. This explains their popularity. We, on the other hand, are from God. The "we" of this verse is in direct antithesis to the "they" in the previous verse. So if "they" means the false teachers, "we" must mean the true teachers, namely the apostles. But how can it be known that we are from God and are teaching the truth? "You can tell that our message is God's message," John explains, "because God's people listen to it and receive it." This statement sounds the height of arrogance. So it would be if uttered by an individual Christian. No private believer could presume to say, "Whoever knows God agrees with me. Only those who are not from God disagree with me." But this is what John says: "For he is writing in the name neither of himself nor of the church, but of Christ, as one of his chosen apostles." He is carrying a step further the argument of the first three verses of 1 John 4. There, the test of doctrine was whether it acknowledged the divine human person of Jesus Christ. Here, the test is whether it is accepted by Christians and rejected by non-Christians. There is a certain affinity between God's word and God's people. Jesus had taught that his sheep hear his voice, that everyone who is on the side of truth listens to his witness to the truth, and that he who belongs to God hears what God says. In the same way, John asserts that since we are from God and you are from God, you listen to us. There is a correspondence between the message and the hearers. Consider these questions today. In what ways are you tempted to live your Christian life in isolation, Why is it important that the you is plural in he who is in you? How can the worldwide church do a better job of uniting to expose the spirit of truth? What part can you play in living toward unity around the truth of God's word? How do you rely on the greatness of Christ in you to discern the spirit of truth from the spirit of error? Thanks for joining us. Have a blessed day.